Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to make sure I'm turned on. Get me adjusted here. This is Elliot's mic I'm using this morning. So he's trying to make sure that I don't blare you out using Elliot's mic because I have such a loud voice. And it's interesting. I've been places, you know, as a guest speaker. And I got feedback later that said, there were people in the congregation said, you know, his voice is nice and loud. And I like that. I can hear him. I can hear what he's saying. And then there's always one or two that said, that man's way too loud. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I try to do a little of both. And that way you can meet both sides when you can and go from there. I have several things I want to share with you. And I'm going to do that quickly this morning. And as we go through some information together. As elders here, we always try to put before you opportunities that are connected to the mission field, and we've done so many through the years. You know, we have our normal missionaries that we support, and we do our best to try to help take care of those, and then we have the extra works like Haiti and Liberia and things like that when they come up to present them to you, giving you an opportunity to consider. So that if you have some extra income, if you can help in those areas, always a blessing. And one of those comes from Truth for Today, which is something that they're working on, and I want to share with you quickly this morning. The work of Truth Today, the World Mission School, into all the world for the rest of time. The opportunity that is there is the effort to try to reach people all around the world in different formats, right? And so we have that opportunity to take a look at one of those this morning. Giving the Bible to the world is a great undertaking, and it's not always an easy undertaking. As the world struggles financially and, of course, just the general access, it's a great ideal, but it doesn't become really powerful until it's implemented. And as we think about all the mission works that we've been a part of, as we focus and start reaching out, even locally, in our mission fields here, right, VBS and other things that we do, they're great ideas, but ideas don't change lives until they're implemented. And so they're wanting us as a congregation and congregations around the U.S. to help implement this great ideal of reaching Africa by giving a complete set study of the life of Christ by online learning center. So that thousands of preachers and teachers can have access to that and that content. And through these two books, which many of you have been a part of a study out of the Life of Christ Supplement Part 1. And so what they're trying to do is raise money for those two books. It's a very in-depth study. And there's some incredible information there. Here's some of the values, the accuracy that is in the books. Let me say, this is not my presentation. It was given to me. So if I seem to be stumbling a little bit, it's because it's not mine. It's hard to take something that someone else has done and put together and present it, but I'm going to do my best, okay? So if I stumble, forgive me, and we'll keep going forward. So the value side of trying to reach into Africa, several countries in Africa with this information, is the accuracy of the life of Christ, the thoroughness. It is a more complete study than most studies that are in print out there. The longevity, because the lifetime of one of those books that's being used person after person and passed around is about 60 years or so. It lends itself for an enduring use, its practicality as an effective use. It's linguistically able to reach those who are there. It's an effective in its translation, and it's universal. And its application for those tends to lend itself toward worldwide coverage. All right, a little bit closer look. These two study texts cover 40%, 47% of the New Testament. That's what's in these books. So you have the commentary and the things that help you understand what you're reading, plus the scripture is contained in those two books. So 47% of the New Testament is in those two books. They bring together the four Gospels into one story, giving the reader the complete God-sent life of Christ. And that's incredible, right? The two books have a 50-year lifespan. I said 60, 50-year lifespan. The national preacher or teacher is set up through them for a lifetime of study, helping them to preach and teach in their own language. The story of life of the life of Christ in the Gospels is the most powerful teaching on the earth. And I think we need to be reminded of that. Not just in Africa, but today, here in America, the teaching of Christ is the most powerful teaching on the earth. The challenge that confronts us as a people is covering the earth with the gospel message, using the best methods that serve well and have a lifelong lifespan. These two textbooks cost $60, including the printing, mailing, and placing, and that gives them access to some online information I'll show you in a second. These two books point to the online learning center that provides similar studies for the entire Bible. We must set up teaching opportunities that will live long after we have completed our work on earth. And I think sometimes that it's a challenge to look in that direction. What can we leave as a people that lasts beyond ourselves? And I think it's important to look at these opportunities because as we send help and support into Haiti and Liberia and other places, into Europe through our missionary there, into Canada through our missionary there, it's important to understand that what we're doing with our dollars, with our efforts, and most importantly, beyond the dollars, hear me say this, is your prayers. I'm going to ask you, if you give, stop and pray over your gift as you strive to make a difference in the world that is around you. Learning Center, which is online, making the complete study of the Bible available in 90% of the land area of the earth, making the study of the Bible available in 48 courses in English and 259 courses in 22 other major languages of the world, giving the most Bible to the most people in the shortest amount of time in the most effective way. And that's important, the truth for today's study texts. Courses available at throughthescriptures.com, and I'm going to go as far as saying this is more important than the books. Because books can be lost, they can be taken. Anytime you have access to a physical thing in a third world country, it can become about the dollars and not the good information in the books. So I'm glad to see that they go beyond the books here and make that information available through thescriptures.com. Throughthescriptures.com, the online learning center. Now, I understand Truth Today probably shoot me for saying what I just said. But the online is even more important. Because that's where the world is headed. Is the information highway that is done digitally. And we don't think about those kind of things, do we? Today's world population is about 7.5 billion, right? Over 4 billion have access online now. We think about Africa, we think about the plains and lions and things like that, but if you'll get online and type in African cities, you'll find that the majority of the population on the continent of Africa, by the way, Africa's not a country. It's a continent, right? Full of countries. It's full of cities. The majority of the citizens who live across that continent live in the cities like in the U.S. But we don't think of it that way. They need the opportunity to be online and learning God's Word just as you have that opportunity. As you think of the future, consider these three sobering facts. Coverage. By 2020, internet penetration of the world will be exceeding 5 billion. Methodology. The three most effective ways of carrying out the Great Commission in complete global coverage may well be the printed page, teaching for service, the national preacher and teacher, and the no postage coverage of the internet, which will do nothing but grow in the world in the days ahead. If you can help today, the silver box is on the table in the foyer, and we're asking that you possibly take that opportunity, drop a few dollars in. It's $60 to send the two books and give access to a preacher or a teacher in Africa to those materials. So please keep that in mind. Please consider helping today. And Let me get through my notes here. All right. Now, I know I did that quickly, but I want you to understand that as you, as members of this congregation, as an eldership, if you're blessed through the year with extra dollars and you're looking for some place to send them, we want to provide you those opportunities. We want to make sure that you know that there are incredible opportunities out there, whether it be our local mission, the missionaries that we support locally as a congregation, be it Liberia or Haiti, which we've had men here talking about, the boots that you bought recently and sent to the Ukraine, many of you did, how important those life-changing things are for people who don't have them. Even when Jesus had the crowds come to him, what did he do first? He fed them. And so as we supply physical needs, as we reach out with what God has blessed us, it begins to change lives. And I want to lead into the sermon this morning, which I'm going to go through quickly for you also. Let me end my missions presentation by saying this. I have a lot more information. If you're interested, come see me. I'll go through it with you detail by detail and how they're doing things, and we'll walk through those pages together. But we want to present that to you this morning, that there are plenty of opportunities that if God blesses you, you have the chance to be a part of around the world. Okay, now I'm going to take a breath and step back. Last Sunday at the end of service, Bob had this presentation. Do you remember? And he had this little dog up there with a bone in its mouth. Do you remember that? Had a tennis shoe on the bone. I just want you to know how wrong that picture Bob had was. This is our dog. And you notice his head is bigger than Caleb's. He can make it to the street in under 2 seconds. I want you to know. He is part standard poodle and part mastiff. And he is very, very fast and very large. So when you show up at the eggs, don't be surprised if he's hanging from the windshield wiper of the car. Just wanted you to know that. Wanted you to be aware that it could be dangerous to come throw eggs at my house. Because I'm going to open the front door. The boys have asked me to do this so that they won't have to wash the house off. Oh, goodness. I want to talk to you this morning, and it ties into the presentation that we just talked about and the mission work that we do. The power of moments in our lives. How does it change things? How does it change who we are? Stop and think for a moment about the memories that you enjoy most reminiscing about. The stories. You know, one of the things that I love from my childhood is when we would go to my grandmother's house, and she was very poor, and this little bitty house, it had no doors. There were only curtains for doors in the house. And there was a little wood stove in the kitchen and one in the front room, and they were old metal wood stoves. And they had a little door up front that opened, and they had one on the top. They were round, and you would swing it out. Some of you remember these, don't you? How many of y'all remember those old wood stoves? Young people, see? And the house would be so cold because it didn't have any insulation in the winter. And my mother and my grandmother would make us a pallet on the floor. And we would lay down on the pallet, and they would start throwing handmade blankets on top of us until they were so heavy, as a child, you felt like you couldn't move. You just lay in there like this. They were thick, you know, they'd be thick and heavy, and it was so cold, you know, and you would wake up and you could feel the cold on the edges of your ears and your nose. And most of the time I would wake up in the winter the next morning and I would be completely under the cover, because you knew that your breath helped heat the covers up. But I would wake in the mornings to this sound. My grandmother walking across the floor. And she would pick up a piece of wood from the corner in a wooden box, and I would hear the top of that creak, clunk. This big log would hit the coals that were still in the fire about 5 a.m. in the morning. And she would take a poker and move the coals around to the log and pretty soon you could hear it, the fire starting to crackle all around that log. And I remember as a child, we would play outside till we couldn't hardly feel our hands or our feet. And then we would come in and back up to that wood-burning stove. And inevitably, every single time, until I was even in high school, what's your mother or grandmother going to tell you? Be careful now. Don't lean up against that. You're going to get burned. I can still hear her voice telling me that. The power of moments last us a lifetime, don't they? And we have to think about those because they do change lives. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Brethren, he's talking about moments. How we make moments in the lives of each other. There's another moment that I love that will never leave my memory. Many years ago, I did a wedding here on this stage. And they were, like me, when I was raised, I was actually quite a cowboy, working rodeos and riding in parades, my Appaloosa in parades. I love that. And there was a couple who got married here in about 91 or 2. And I did the service. And the brother was a welder. And he welded this candle Aubrey with Aubra. Is that the right word? Aubra. Sorry, my Okie slipped out there. Candelabra, and it was horseshoes all across the top, and they painted it gold and put the candles all the way across it. And across this stage here, we had bales of hay with flowers all stuck in them. I don't know if anybody remember this or not. But I was doing this ceremony, and I was standing up here on this stage. And we were standing here, and I was doing the ceremony with this couple. And right over here, where the corner of one of the candles fell off and hit that bale of hay. Yeah, that's what I thought too. And I looked over there for a minute. I didn't see any smoke, and I was pretty sure it went out. I saw it go out as it went down. And so I stopped and said, "All right, folks, you folks over here, watch that. If it starts smoking, yell at me. Otherwise, we're going right on. Because this is too much of a celebration to stop for one stupid candle." And so we marched on. And we completed the wedding. And that moment in their lives and mine stays with me. The moments here, things that occur in this building among us, and the people who come to visit here. Have you ever thought that you can make a moment in their life that may change them forever? Can you do that? Have you considered that you have that ability to change a life in a moment? Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain was a famous chef, was on the Food Channel, has been all over the internet, he's been on the news. He was rich and famous to the point that he had made dinners for presidents and heads of state and so many others. It is a name that if you're a Food Channel person, you knew who Anthony Bourdain was, right? Some of you recognize his face. I see head shaking all through the audience. Yeah, we know who he is. Kate Spade was a designer, a very famous designer. She did all sorts of things, from setting tables to wedding gowns and so on and so forth. Very famous, lived in New York City. And what the two people have in common was they were rich and famous and known. And they had everything in life that life could give them. Fame and fortune and recognition and the first class reservations without even calling for them. And they had everything that teenagers think they want. And yet in June of 2018, Kate Spade took her life in an apartment in New York City. And Anthony Bourdain, not long after having dinner with President Obama, took his life in a hotel room in France. Why would they do such a thing? Why, after achieving all they achieved, everything the world tells us that we should reach for, that we should make a part of our lives, and they had all of it, and yet they took their own lives. And I will tell you right now, I know exactly why. Are you ready for that answer?
Yes, yes.
When you have obtained all the world has to offer, you will find yourself more empty on the inside than when you began. Because we're not made for this world. It's not the place we belong. Our home is in heaven. I want to share this moment of the last of someone's life with you. And Adolf Eichmann, how many of you know who Adolf Eichmann is? Are you ready for the history today? Adolf Eichmann was a Nazi officer who is believed, the proof says, that he is the author of The Final Solution. He oversaw the building and the establishment of the camps, of the death camps, and the transportation to the death camps. And his entire life, and even while he was on trial in Israel, he claimed that there is no God, there is no afterlife, there is nothing beyond this. We are what we are. We are animals, and that's all we are. And yet in the last dissertation given before they took his life with the rope, he stopped and made a statement. I don't know if I can get it word for word, but this is almost, it's pretty close. Gentlemen, the time will come when we will all meet again, for it is appointed to be so for all men. One of the most evil men who have ever lived life on this earth, even though he proclaimed there is no God, that there is no life after life, in the last seconds, something deep within him that he could not control came crawling out and presented itself. That there is within the body of every human, within the heart and soul of every human, an emptiness, a voice that says, there is a God. And we need to be reminded that the moments that we share as a family, that we share with those who in the world, make all the difference in the world. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any one of you come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, we'll find it. Amen. For what will it profit a man if he gains? What did it profit Kate and Anthony to gain the entire world and yet lose their souls? Nothing. It gained them nothing. Where do we make powerful moments? We make powerful moments with each other, in each other's lives. A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this love for one another, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. How do you measure the power of moments in each other's lives? Let me tell you this morning, I don't know who it was over here, but the little girl who said hi to the young man doing communion, did you see? And he went like this to her. She knows at a young age this is a place where people are friendly and full of love. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Taylor's child crying. And it's okay. The memories, the moments that change our lives in a positive way, that lift us up and say, we rejoice, for the Lord has done great things, and we are, anybody remember? Filled with joy. So I want to remind you this morning of a couple of moments of joy for us as a congregation that we share together. The mute button on the soundboard. Oh, there we go. You got it. Okay. How could you not share this family with the people that you come into contact with? Because as a family, you make a difference.
the moments in your life can change the lives of those who are lost. And remind them that in our lives, the Lord has done great things, and we are filled with joy. Where else are you going to see Bob with a wig? What an incredible family we have here.
Amen.
If you're struggling this morning and you need us to surround you in love, to give you a moment of life that is changing, we want to encourage you to do that. If we can help you unite your life with Christ, be raised, walk in a new life, that's a moment that changes life.